Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Boy, do we have the dumbest person in sports. We thought it was Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, which that's going another way. We were eventually going to hit this scandal sooner rather than later, that it came up as Jaunte Porter. The odds on this, slim to none. For those that are unaware, Jaunte Porter is, yes, Michael Porter Jr.'s brother. So draw those lines.
Nathan Hale High School.
Indeed. He was on the Toronto Raptors under a two-way contract. He is now being investigated due to prop bets involving him on January 26th and March 20th. The league and multiple authorities are looking into this.
This is incredible. So what happened was DraftKings was like, hey,
there's some irregularities.
We are
here, getting
a ton of money coming in on Jaunte Porter prop bets.
Tens and twenties of thousands of dollars.
And they're hitting time and time again. Like, and what ended up happening was they're looking at two games in particular where Jaunte Porter ended up playing a couple of minutes. Mm-hmm. One, he left against Memphis because he got gouged in the eye, apparently, mm-hmm. and left after 4
injury.
Minutes. The other one, he left a game early due to illness mm-hmm. after playing just 3 minutes.
Of which he removed himself from both games.
And it was those two games, ton of money coming in on the under for him to hit his props.
And his unders were 5.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, and 1.5 assists combined.
And this is where you sit there and you go, how dumb do you have to be? Because obviously this isn't just him ponying up the money on his own. There's a DraftKings or the sports books, if it's one substantial bet, they'll be like, eh.
Somebody got lucky.
Okay. But if it is multiple bets on the same player mm-hmm. and all of them cashing out, that's when you get the ding, 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 ding.
And this is what happens. So
this is akin to the Alabama baseball thing, though.
That's exactly
where
what
it's like
is.
Nobody bets on Alabama baseball. Nobody
Who's betting
bets
on a two-way. Look, there's
nobody
degeneracy.
Nobody bets on Jaunte Porter over-unders.
No, and there's degeneracy, and then there's this. So for those that are unaware, there are watchdog agencies that are within the books. Like, they hire these firms that run algorithms that track betting patterns so that the books can win more. And it filters out and spits out the odd, hey, this is a strange betting pattern. You know how you log in on your phone? It has all your results. That's why the old pencil and paper, maybe if you were a dirty gambler, was the better way to go. The fact that it's all tracked now, it's a lot easier to catch people because you have the information.
DraftKings is not suspicious of me.
Yes. No, if you're continually losing, they love you. But what ended up happening is the next day, and they do like a you know, the sports book boss or their overseer or whoever the analytics guy is in charge of this gets a daily report of last night's or yesterday's analysis across sports. The largest prop winner for that night was Jaunte Porter across the entire NBA. Outlier. So when you get an outlier, you do the due diligence and then you go, because this is what happens with every bet like this. If there's something, it's like, hey, there's a weird spike here because they can see trend lines and they can pick things up and math all the way through it.
For
right?
sure.
Then you start digging into it. Okay, let's check these accounts. Oh, that's weird. These accounts are new. Mm. Or these accounts have never had this betting pattern before. This account in the past has only bet 1,000. This account in the past has only bet 500. Why sudden spike on such a very specific line? And then you start, I mean, you see the video from those games and you see him have the eye injury and feeling ill. And look, they can say alleged all they want. That man is guilty as sin. It's the what? Only question becomes, are they going to suspend him for life?
And I think that it's at the discretion of both the NBA PA and or the NBA as a whole.
Yes.
So the NBA could do it on their own, and if the NBA opts not to do it, the NBA PA could be like, no, you're done. And the weird part about all of this is that if you go to ESPN.com, it is the, if you have to scroll down, it's the 18th story down.
Why
on
is
the main
that?
Page.
Because ESPN is brought to you by
ESPN Bets.
Hey!
But also, this comes a week after the NBA announced that they are going to put betting in their app.
In the League Pass app.
And so the NBA is just going, they got hit with a ton of criticism immediately after.
Because it's
that.
Insane, because it's not even faking the funk. That's the thing. They're
putting it in the league app. Like Major League Baseball, NFL, they don't do that.
No, you go to your gambling sites for that. Look, we all know what the reality is. We all do. Yeah. Gambling is taking over. It's becoming too big of a problem. Full disclosure. I placed bets up at A&A. I won money. I don't have a problem with gambling. And I'm not saying I don't have a gambling problem. I'm saying I don't have a problem with people laying bets. I also don't have a gambling problem.
Listen to that. He slip in the I won money. He's like, I won money.
I was positive, all right?
It
was great.
Money.
I was up.
But I'm not bragging.
But on that note.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have gone way too far. It is way too intrusive. It is everywhere.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody who works in the industry Wednesday before we went up, and he said they need to get rid of props across the board, across sports. Prop bets need to go away because it's bringing in too many kids. I was talking to a teacher who said that in college, he's got kids in his classes that are just throwing parlays.
Well, and it's actually
all day.
It's funny that you mentioned the kids because the ways that some states that still, I think there's 10 or 15 that don't allow betting, how some of these companies have gotten around that is they don't allow like betting in the traditional sense per se.
It's fantasy sports.
But it's not just fantasy sports. They will take over-unders of player props and then turn them just into guessing games. So like I can guess, hey, Scoot Henderson, 16.5. I mean, that's literally a prop bet, but what it's put under is another system to say, just pick the over or under on that, and then this technically isn't betting under the law, will allow you to play. So they've kind of started to sneak into to getting other kids to play. But
not good, Bob.
This is like flavored cigarettes.
Yeah.
Like that's the candy cigarettes, kind of like this. This is the, it's the way to get people in. Because props are like the thing you pull, because it's fun, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But the bigger question here is, is it a good thing that Jonte Porter was the one? Because he's nobody. It's not Shohei Ohtani.
Well, it never really is the big names that do it. Because the big names are the ones that they don't need to do that. Look at every big betting scandal that we've had in sports. It's been Arizona State basketball in the 90s. It's been Boston College basketball in the 80s. It's not usually your blue blood programs or your star players.
You don't think Barkley or Jordan ever threw money down in their own games?
I bet they did. Yeah. I bet they did.
And that's the thing is, what does the NBA do?
But betting on your own, like these prop bets are.
Taking the unders is a whole level of gross.
Picking yourself to lose
is
where.
Nasty behavior.
Yeah.
Because if Jordan and Barkley did it, I'm going to hit the over, I'm going to win. Like, that's what it was.
Why does any professional athlete in any of these major sports have to bet during their career? Why should we not just force them to wait? They're making millions of dollars in most instances. I get the competitive edge that they need, but guys, they are part of the league that we all dream of being a part of as a kid. This is a massive privilege. How are we just not passing a rule straight across the board? You're in pro sports. At any capacity, working for the team, playing for the team, coaching the team, taking tickets, you cannot bet. I don't see why that's a problem.
This is, and then the problem is that when you have, it's guys like Jonte Porter who they don't have security moving forward. He's a two-way contract guy.
Yeah, but he's got money.
And
that family has money.
But that is, they're going off of cheap easy money. And there's, it doesn't matter what career path you go down, there's always somebody in your industry that's willing to cut those corners. They truly are. What, no matter what you're doing, like in the radio industry, like every couple of years, it'll pop up. There's a story of somebody manipulating the rating system, right? Where like, you know, they have like these little meters that, that go out and like people have manipulated those. And like, of course we get like, here's an 8-hour training that you have to do now because some moron at another company somewhere else cut the corners, and we get all these warning emails, whether it's the car industry. Hell, like you look at it with how many companies cut corners to save a buck, right? Well, you have people who do this in every single industry, no matter what it is, and it ruins it for a lot of the people who are doing it the right way, you know, and don't do any of those things.
The question becomes, if they do ban him for life, does that set the precedent going forward? What happens if a top 50 player gets wrapped up in this and you've set the precedent of life? Because remember, Calvin Ridley got a year. He didn't get life.
Yeah. But he wasn't betting on his own team, and he wasn't betting, like, and that was the weirdest thing. And a lot of these teams, a lot of these, the NFL, you had it up in Detroit.
Jameson Williams.
Three guys suspended because they were just placing bets within the facility. And it wasn't on the Lions. But you can bet, just not on your NFL. Sport, your team.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's the thing is, do they set the precedent here of if you're betting on your sport, you're done?
All right, let's put over under. I'm going to give you plus 130 odds when sports betting, it just athletes can't do it at all.
I would say within the decade.
I think we're going to be faster than that.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be faster.
Well, I mean, by 2030.
Yeah. 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 I think we're there.
I think if you're an active professional athlete, you will not be allowed to gamble.
Yep.
If only we could do that for politicians where they couldn't touch the stock market.
Buddy, you didn't manipulate that. Are you kidding me?
It's the same thing. You have inside information. Like,
yeah.
You can control it.
You can control the outcomes.
You can manipulate it.
Yeah. 100%.
So.
100%. Well, and here's the thing about Jontay Porter, whether it's a lifetime ban from the NBA or not, this dude is facing prison.
Yeah, he violated federal statutes. So,
by the way, he plays in Canada. I don't know if that makes it better or worse for
him. Yeah, where the bets were placed and whether or not it's across international boundaries. Like, there's a ton of stuff going on.
Let's get Interpol on the phone.
Unfortunately, not the first time things have been, the authorities have been involved with the Porter family.
Dope.
Good.